From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stumpen. The man who best defined what it was to be a television news anchor has died. Walter Cronkite rose from World War II combat correspondent to become the lead anchor of CBS Evening News for nearly 20 years. He died at the age of 92. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Not everyone in America watched Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News, but many people remember the defining moments of history delivered in his deliberate narration from the tragic...
The flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
To the triumphant...
38-year-old American standing on the surface of the moon.
Walter Leland Cronkite Jr. was born in Missouri and raised in Texas. He became a reporter after college, covered World War II, and was picked by Edward R. Murrow to join CBS. As anchor, Cronkite expanded the newscast to 30 minutes, turned against the Vietnam War in an unusual commentary, and yielded to Dan Rather after nearly two decades. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
President Obama says Cronkite was a voice of certainty in an uncertain world. He also called Cronkite family. Mr. Obama says America has lost an icon and a dear friend, and he will be truly missed. Also at the White House, President Obama urged Congress not to lose heat in the push for a health care bill. Mr. Obama says he wants further cost savings and actions to limit Medicare and Medicaid spending. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says making more changes to the legislation might push an ultimate vote on the bill past the August recess. The Congressional Budget Office says in its current form, the health care legislation would fail to hold down costs. The House Intelligence Committee says it will launch an investigation into whether the CIA broke the law by not telling Congress about a controversial counterterrorism program. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
In a statement, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Sylvester Reyes says his panel will look into, quote, possible executive branch violations of federal law. Reyes has accused the CIA of deliberately lying to his committee, and he's already written the agency to ask for documents related to the now-canceled program to assassinate al-Qaeda leaders. CIA Director Leon Panetta briefed the committee on the program last month, but House Democrats have complained they were kept in the dark about it for far too long. Reyes says the probe will examine the program itself and whether there was any past decision or direction to withhold information from lawmakers. That's a reference to reports that former Vice President Dick Cheney may have ordered CIA officials to keep quiet. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
And on Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 32 points to 8,743. The NASDAQ rose 1 to 1,886, and the S&P 500 fell a fraction to 940. This is NPR News. Federal bank regulators have closed two more insolvent banks. They are the Vineyard Bank in Rancho Cucamonga and the Temecula Valley Bank. The combined failures are expected to cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation nearly $1 billion. California Bank and Trust will assume the deposits of the Vineyard Bank, and the First Citizens Bank and Trust Company of North Carolina will assume control of the Temecula Bank. They are the 56th and 57th failures of the year. A new report says the states are coping with a record-breaking decline in tax revenue this year. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Clearly, things are bad, but now the public policy research arm of the State University of New York is using census data to show just how bad. 47 states saw their tax revenues decline in the first 3 months of the year, and state tax collections overall suffered the sharpest drop since the census started tracking them in the 1950s. At the Rockefeller Institute of Government, Robert Ward says states are hurting more than local governments because states rely heavily on sales taxes and income taxes.
The income tax in particular can be very volatile, and that's a big reason that California, New York, and some other states have had the budget problems that they have had.
Local governments have seen more stability in their revenues, which come primarily from property taxes. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Mauritanians are going to the polls Saturday to elect a government nearly a year after a highly criticized military coup. In advance of the voting, police in the capital had a gun battle with three men, injuring two of them. One of the injured men was allegedly strapped with an explosives belt, and the third man got away. The junta frontman is expected to win the election. I'm John Stempen, NPR News.